Tell me your full name.
My name is Matthew Nelson.
All right, and where do you live currently?
I'm currently living in Salt Lake City, Utah.
How old are you, Matthew?
I am 31.
Were you a skateboarder previously?
I wasn't. No, I had barely ridden a skateboard in my life.
Any outdoor sports, surfing or anything like that?
I'd surfed a little bit when I lived in Santa Barbara. I'm definitely a rollerblader. I've been rollerblading all my life. And then I'm a dancer, a modern dancer. So I know my body. And I had this fantasy that after a little while I would be able to ride this thing really easily and well. It's a magic carpet ride. So it was the goal. And within 6 months I was riding it really well.
The first one was wireless and this one had a cable. Did you have any perceptions, negative or positive, about the cable?
The technology at this point is better cabled. Just safer that way.
What makes it safer?
There's no interference. Nothing can throw you off the board. An electric skateboard is an incredibly dangerous device. I mean, imagine driving your car by standing on top of it with a little controller in your hand. That's essentially what these boards are. At 20 miles an hour, if the thing throws you, you're getting hurt. So safety and fail-safeness of the board is so crucial. And Eagle Eye's come so far that way. At this point, I do trust the board with my life. And that's a big claim. In the first days of them, they weren't as reliable, and it was easier to get hurt. And I did. But with the new electronics that they've got going, the English ones, the board's really smart. It's computer controlled, and it pays attention to what's going on. And if something's weird, it's not going to throw you off, whereas the old ones would.
How often do you ride your Eagle Eye currently?
If the weather's right, I ride it every day.
Tell me about how you use it. How do you ride it?
It's my primary form of transportation around the city. If I can avoid driving my car, I will. And my board's how I get around. It'll get me up to, 10, 15 miles reliably. And I ride it up some very serious hills in Salt Lake City. And I can also take it on public transit, which I really enjoy, that I can jump on the train if I need to or whatever I need to do to get where I'm going. And then I can still have high-speed transportation once I get there.
Which board do you have? How heavy is it?
I have a 42 Special. It's the 42-inch board. The deck's made by Madrid, and it weighs around 50 pounds. It's a bit heavy, but it's manageable.
Yeah, what do you like best about riding it?
It's like riding a magic carpet. That's what I always think of as a reference for it. That, humans have learned to do some amazing things with our technology. I mean, we learned to fly 100 years ago. Well, now we've got our magic carpet, and it's an Eagle Eye. And it's connected to the ground, but it's unlike any other experience of riding that I know. It's different than driving a car. It's different than riding a motorcycle. It's an entirely different machine than a normal skateboard, than an average skateboard, because the motor allows you to take off with incredible speed and power, and it also allows you to stop on a dime. So it has the kind of controllability that makes riding a skateboard practical transportation and exciting transportation in ways that an average skateboard just isn't safe for or able to do. You can't go up a hill on a normal skateboard. I can go up a hill fast enough that it's faster than riding a bicycle.
What does riding an Eagle Eye do for you? What do you get out of it, and how do you benefit?
It allows me to enjoy getting to where I'm going, and it provides me with a revolutionary form of transportation. It can get me where I'm going faster and more directly than any other form of transportation in the city. I used to have a GoPed back when I lived in Philadelphia, and I would use that thing to get all over the city, and it was the same deal, but the Eagle Eye is electric, so it doesn't smell, it's quiet, and it's more fun because there's no handlebars to hold on to. It's more of a sport. The scooters just don't offer the same kind of enjoyment that the skateboard does. The skateboard's just you and the road. There's nothing else. There's the controller in my hand, but my hands are free, my body's free to move how it moves, and the freedom of my body moving is what creates the pathway that I take on the board. So it's a whole body experience.
Any advice on city riding?
Well, first of all, you need the Goodyear tires. You can't do it without the Goodyear wheels.
Tell me about those wheels, and how are they different from the original ones?
The Goodyear wheels are rubber, like tire rubber, and so they're shock-absorbing, they know what to do with water, and they grip the road tenaciously. So it's a very different experience than riding around urethane, especially when you've got 50 pounds of lead acid under you, too. And so they make the city possible. You can ride a rough road with the tires and be fine.
What happens when you encounter a curb that you can't get up?
you know, if it's small enough curb, you can just step on the rear and that lifts the front up just like a normal skateboard. And it's not so heavy that you can't do that. And then you just pick up the rear with your toe. So I guess that's how I do, you know, if it's just a little curb somewhere. But honestly, I don't come into that very often. I'm just careful about how I ride. I ride in the street for the most part. And then if I got to get on the sidewalk, I look for a ramp.
In what manner do you ride? You ride pretty cautiously, slow?
No, I run pretty much full speed as if I was a bicycle. I ride the board as if I'm a bicycle. So I follow all the bicycle laws. You know, I ride on the right side of the road, but if there's rocks or something in my way, I'll pull over into the center. But living in the city, for the most part, I'm not going any slower than the cars a lot of the time. I'm going about the same speed as traffic. So I'll ride right in the middle of the street because I think it's actually safer as long as I'm not slowing anyone down.
Yeah, have you ever gotten a moving violation or a ticket? Anything?
The cops don't know what to do with me. They leave me alone because I ride responsibly. I use my hand signals and I get over to the side. And, you know, if I see a cop looking at me, I just make sure to show them that I have brakes. If they know I have brakes, then they're not worried about me because, you know, I can stop faster than a bicycle. So the cops aren't worried about me unless they think I'm on a regular skateboard and can't stop. Then they worry.
Can you think of a story about when you went riding your Eagle Eye that was really memorable, maybe a special riding experience?
It's my average form of transportation now. I enjoy it every time I get on the board. I look forward to going places because it's fun to ride.
How about if you're in the city and you want to go into a store or something to shop around?
I lock it up.
Okay, tell me, how do you lock it up?
I have a cable lock and I run it through the back axle and lock it to a post, lock it to a bike rack.
I gotcha.
I lock it up just like a bicycle.
Hey, I appreciate it. This has been great. You eloquently described it very well. I appreciate it.